I mean, basically, isn't that an illogical fear? Don't you really... Shouldn't you find them...
Oh, I should. Yes, intellectually, I think. My dear, that's awfully interesting. but if one came now, I'd be on the table.
Yeah.
No, like a flash.
You wouldn't... Yeah. Suppose, the old Beeb come up and said, here we go, Admiral, next series, The Wonderful World of the Rat. Would you be...
Well, as a matter of fact, probably you should say that. Yes.
Yeah, you...
Yes. Yes, that's the next thing that I'm involved in. We're making a film about rats, we are, yes.
Are you making a film about rats? Are you working over a film about rats?
I'm providing a voiceover for a film about rats.
Yeah. You wouldn't do a piece of camera with Brer Rat?
I have on occasion, had to, yes. But
what's the most uncomfortable piece of camera you've ever done? Because you've done it, and we see on interviews with you when we see the lip of the volcano shot and stuff.
Yeah.
But what would you say is the most uncomfortable one? Now, come on, fellas, let's get this done and out of here.
Well, on the living, on Trials of Life, we did a programme about the architecture that animals make. And the most complex thing is a termite, a particular kind of termite hill, which has a wonderful air conditioning system, which is based on something which goes on in the basement 10 feet under.
Do them here, that's for sure, yeah.
And when I arrived, the nice director said, great, let's show you where we're going to do this. I've dug a pit, he said, in the side of this, so we can see inside. We've got a hole for the camera. I said, oh, that's great. We can get the light in there. And he said, yes, but we've dug another pit on the other side with a hole. And the idea is that you come crawling round through the basement and talk to camera. I said, you're out of your Chinese mind.
With the termite?
Yes. And he said...
I'm refreshing to know you said, if you're out of your mind, I'm not doing it.
Well, that's right. And he said, you know, are you man or mouse and that stuff? And so in the end I found myself crawling through it and all these termites.
Oh, no.
All over. Yeah. And I finally got to being...
Oh, no.
All over, see, and I did my stuff as saying, it's wonderfully interesting here. You know,
that sounds like you.
Extraordinary architecture. he said, cut, fine. I said, thank you. And I came out torn and... bitten and one thing or another. He said it was great. It was great, he said. But unfortunately, he said, there was a bit of the mud which the camera couldn't quite see you. So will you go and do it again?
Oh. And?
So I did.
You went and did it again, yeah.
Yeah, but that wasn't very comfortable, I must say.
Do you ever get so attached, so affectionate to the animals you're filming, you think, I'll take that home. Does that ever happen?
Often. Yeah. But you know what a tie they are. I mean, you know.
Well, certainly if it's an elephant or something. Yeah, it's
right. Well, even if it's a hummingbird.
Hummingbird, yeah. But you do...
you'd love them, yes, but you don't. I don't.
Yeah, of course. And no retirement yet, yeah?
No, I don't think so.
Certainly not. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir David Attenborough, if you will.